Welcome to Cyber CEO, wherein we talk about how our cyber backers helped our cyber CEOs take their businesses to the next level. Cyber CEO is powered by CyberBacker, the world's leading provider of admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website www.cyberbacker.com for more details. Another great day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber CEO. And of course, we have a very special guest on the show. Clark, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Sir, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you very much for asking and for being on the show. I know you have a lot of things to do. Really, really appreciate this. So again, what we wanted to do was just to, of course, get to know more about you and your partnership with CyberBacker. So first question, how long have you been partnered with us?
We have been partnered for about almost 2 years now. Yeah.
Almost 2 years. So was this your first time to work with someone virtual?
Yes. Yes, it is.
First go at it. So how did you find out about CyberBacker then, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, primarily word of mouth in the Keller Williams world that we I've known many large rainmakers teams within Keller Williams and also leadership that have been able to partner with CyberBacker. And so, yeah, it was a common name within the Keller Williams world.
Okay, so word of mouth then. A lot of good people out there talking about CyberBacker.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah.
So what were your first thoughts about virtual leverage back then?
Yeah, I mean, it was a foreign concept at first, right? And yet, the first thoughts, really, I mean, the window into understanding that world was through CyberBacker and Keller Williams. And so that was my first understanding. It was all through that lens. And so I heard positive things about it. And thankfully that it, you know, was good leverage for folks in their business and the relationships that they built there. So first thoughts were the positivity that was around it through the Keller Williams world and CyberBacker.
So a lot of positive things then said about CyberBacker. How about you though? So far, that 2 years that you've been working with CyberBacker, how's the experience been?
Oh yeah, it's been phenomenal. Yeah, it's been life changing for myself and the relationships I've been able to build with my CyberBacker.
Gosh, good to know you're having a great experience with CyberBacker so far, and also building on that great partnership with your CyberBacker. But before we talk about that, what was your situation before choosing to hire virtually then?
Yeah. I had been a MAPS coach when I was MAPS coach for 6 months for needing some type of leverage or reprieve in my schedule. So yeah, in that role, there's the opportunity to log a lot of great conversations I got to have with my coaching clients, and some very robust reporting that's needed, right? Tracking our agents' businesses, those conversations, what are next items that we need. So yeah, that was the role that I was in, and as my coaching roster was growing, yeah, needed some help for sure to be able to log all those great conversations and track those numbers.
Okay, so now that's where your CyberBacker came in, then, right? So can you share what else does your CyberBacker do for you in the business right now?
Yeah, so it's a bit of a hybrid role. Naya, being my CyberBacker, she has such a high capacity that even as my roster grew, she was wanting more and wanting more experience and marketing some pieces. So we changed the role a little bit as she was still helping log some coaching conversations. And I hold a couple of other roles within Keller Williams within leadership as a regional technology trainer. And yeah, there's definitely some reporting for support tickets and tracking there, but also helping some great marketing emails to our agents about some tech updates. So the role has definitely expanded for her. A big benefit to all of those involved that receive marketing or reports through that.
So just seems to me the way you talk about your CyberBacker just goes to show how strong of a partnership you've already created with her. Now, of course, before having that great partnership with her, of course, you had to go through interviews, right? Interviews, yep. Talking with other candidates, choosing your CyberBacker. Now, when it comes to partnering or hiring a CyberBacker, what pieces of advice would you be able to give other business owners that are going to go through that? Because you've already created a great partnership with yours.
Yeah. Being really, really clear on the tasks or the key performance indicators for what that role would look like, right? So being very clear on that and what those expectations were. Yeah. So the more clear you can get on what you are looking to create leverage with in your world, the more you can speak into, and not only what those tasks are, and what standard you want those to be able to be fulfilled through, right? So the clearer you can be on that, the clearer you can ask questions during the interview process, what that those candidates, how they'd be able to fulfill those expectations. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the clearer you can be on that, the better.
Of course. Now, talk to me about expectations, though. I know this is something that you have to set during the, onset of the partnership, right, during the beginning. So how did you set those expectations with your cyberbacker?
Thankfully, the expectations were also provided through the MAPS coaching community initially, right? So, and thankfully, there are great expectations that, again, serve our coaching clients well. And so those were pretty easy to relay, right? There's a certain time frame that reports need to be, or calls need to be logged, and reports need to be submitted. And so it was really easy to just hand those over. And there were some other things I was looking to build out as far as tracking, especially as a technology coach there. How do we start tracking some other pieces that maybe MAPS didn't have as far as the database, and how we consistently communicate what the return on those marketing efforts for our agents were? So yeah, there was a clear expectation as we look to build out my coaching business, here's what I would want to be able to track for my clients, so they don't have to worry about tracking those results, which also in return, if they took action on those marketing efforts, it was connected to the value of that coaching partnership they had with me. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that was clearly laid on the outset.
Gosh. Now, just the way you talk about your cyberbacker too, just goes to show she's already grown a lot with you. Of course, just being able to work with you as well. She's almost everywhere in the business now, right? Is what you mentioned. She's already doing a hybrid list of tasks now, helping you out with that. Now, how about communication, though? I'm quite curious about that because some business owners have different kinds of communication styles, right? But how important is communication between you and your cyberbacker, Nia?
Yeah, it's vital. Yeah, and definitely my style. I want to feel connected as if Naya, and she is. She's a member of our team, right? And in my business, she's a business partner in this, and it's not just somebody that's disconnected and just gets the job done. I want to see the task being done, and just inspecting are the boxes checked? Great. Mm-hmm. Now that's not how I operate. I want, and know we've been able to find that with Naya being there. So the communication is pretty high. There's about a day that doesn't go by that we don't have a conversation. In the event that I'm traveling or things are busy, it's still through a means of messaging. We do it through Google Chat. Mm-hmm. So that's our kind of platform to do that. And the more Zooms, even if it's just driving in on the way to work or a connection point later in the afternoon, right? Just visually being able to connect. That I'd say that's enriched the relationship for sure. And I think it's important for both sides, right? To know who you're in business with on the other side. And so even if a few days go by and we don't have that face-to-face virtually, right, to be able to connect, I know it's time to re-engage that, right? Because that's important to both of us.
Absolutely agree. I think, as you mentioned, it really goes both ways. Your end and your cyberbackers, when that good communication really pushes the partnership to where it could be. A successful partnership, of course. Now, one last question while I still have you here. Again, you've been with your cyberbacker, Naya, for 2 years now, almost 2 years now. What's the single most important benefit you get from this partnership with Naya?
That's really great. It's not a matter of just getting the job done for me, right? It really is a level of trust that I have built up with Naya, right? That even if the role or my opportunities change in the future, those tasks might change in the future, which it's happened a couple of times. Mm-hmm. That I'm able to develop. I've already developed that trust that whatever might come our way, right, and trusting that an opportunity for me is also an opportunity for her. Yeah, I'd say the biggest benefit is that trust factor. The tasks are what they are, and she's been super versatile and be able to complete a myriad of tasks. It's that trust factor that's the most single benefit.
There we go. Now, we're very excited, of course, to see more from this partnership, more growth and more success. But before we go, we've been talking about Naya for a while now, and I'm sure once she's able to listen to this, she's going to be very excited. before we end, would you want to give her a quick message or any quick shout out you'd like to give out to her?
Yeah, hopefully she hears quite a bit from me and she knows how much she's valued. And yet, yeah, she's not only a great business partner, right, being able to connect and seeing what her life goals are about. Yeah, Naya, I'm glad to be in business with you. And I can't wait to see what the future holds for us. You're a big part of it.
There we go. Now, we are very, very excited to see more growth from this partnership. And of course, Clark, I know you're very busy, so we really appreciate the time. Thank you very much for being here. I had fun talking to you today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to our Daily Dose of Cyber CEO. Stay tuned to know more about how Cyberbacker creates a difference in this digital time and age. You can visit our website www.cyberbacker.com and follow our social media pages on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Spotify.